Total solids. Total solids, or total dissolved solids as we called them in class, TDS, is a measure of all the suspended, colloidal, and dissolved solids in a sample of water. That means substances that could get dissolved or just hang in the water. That's what we mean by total dissolved solids. This includes dissolved salts, such as sodium chloride, and solid particles such as silt and plankton that don't actually dissolve. Salt would dissolve, but silt, which is washed in by erosion, and plankton, which are microscopic organisms, could be, then those two don't dissolve. Those two things could be considered total dissolved solids too. An excess of total dissolved solids in rivers and streams is a very common problem. The Environmental Protection Agency's National Water Quality Inventory has concluded that siltation, one of the primary contributors to total solids, one of the main things that increases total dissolved solids in water, is the most common pollutant of streams and rivers they sampled. Many factors contribute to the total solids in water. Soil erosion, again the washing away of soil and rock and other particles from the surroundings into water, is a large contributor. In other words, it increases the total dissolved solids a lot. An increase in water flow or a decrease in stream bank vegetation, again, that's the plants that are in along a riverbank or a stream or a pond. If that decreases, that can speed up the process of soil erosion because their plants help hang on to that soil and not allow it to wash away. And so that contributes to levels of suspended particles such as clay and silt. Naturally occurring rocks or minerals in the soil, such as halite, which is again, sodium chloride, NaCl, or limestone, which is calcium carbonate, may also dissolve into the water, and that can add to the total solids. So things that can be dissolved or things that just suspend in the water, like silt or bacteria or plankton, which are the microscopic organisms, can all add to total dissolved solids. Total solids can also come from various types of runoff. Agricultural runoff, runoff from surrounding farmland, can contain fertilizers and suspended soil particles. Other sources include industrial wastes, again, water being dumped by water treatment plants. That's what effluent from water treatment plants means. And urban runoff from parking lots, roads, and rooftops. Those can all add to the total solids in the water too. Bottom-dwelling aquatic organisms such as catfish can contribute to the total solids in the water by stirring up the sediment that has built up at the bottom of a stream. Organic matter such as plankton or decaying plants and animal matter that are suspended in the water will also add to the total solids in a stream. Dissolved solids often make a significant contribution, in other words, contribute a lot to the amount of total solids in the water, so they can increase it a lot. In fact, the mass of the dissolved solids, things that get dissolved in the water, like salt or calcium carbonate from limestone, that is sometimes higher than the mass of the suspended particles, the particles that don't dissolve, like the silt or the microscopic organisms. Dissolved solids in freshwater samples include dissolvable salts, that's what soluble means, dissolvable salts that yield ions such as calcium, chloride, bicarbonate, nitrates, phosphates, and iron. And what that means is those are just all things that could possibly dissolve in the water from the surroundings, from minerals, etc., and then they break apart, and that's what causes them to dissolve in the water. and become part of the TDS, the total dissolved solids. If the level of total dissolved solids are too high or too low, it can impact the health of the stream and the organisms that live there. High levels of total solids will reduce the clarity of the water. So if there's a lot of things dissolved in the water, then you would imagine that it would affect the clarity, or again, the turbidity of the water. If there's a lot dissolved in there, the turbidity would be high. This decreases the amount of sunlight able to penetrate the water, and therefore decreasing the photosynthesis of plants. Reducing the clarity also makes the water less aesthetically pleasing. While this may not be harmful directly, it is certainly undesirable for many water uses. When the water is cloudy, sunlight will warm it more efficiently. This occurs because the suspended particles in the water absorb the sunlight, which in turn warm the surrounding water. This leads to other problems associated with increased temperature levels. So you can see it's all a feedback system. What we're talking about with total dissolved solids is also basically what happens with turbidity. For example, if you look on the right-hand side at the top, it talks about sources of total solids, total dissolved solids. They're very similar to what we just read above with turbidity, aren't they? Things that can increase the total dissolved solids in water are, again, erosion from the surrounding areas of silt, clay, and dissolved minerals that get washed into the water. Also, agricultural runoff from surrounding farmland, the fertilizers, the pesticides, and again the soil erosion from those areas can get washed into the water, increasing TDS, total dissolved solids. Urban runoff, which is road grime and water coming off of parking lots and rooftops that can wash into bodies of water. Industrial waste, again, dissolved salts from those industries, water from the sewage treatment plant, and other particles that are coming from industrial waste can wash into surrounding water. And lastly, organic material like microorganisms and dead decaying plants and animals, or gasoline or oil from nearby roads, and those bottom dwellers that stir up the bottom, like catfish and crayfish, etc. So a lot of those that we just read were very similar to the ones, or exactly the same as the ones up above in turbidity, that cause more turbid water. They're the same for the sources of total solids, total dissolved solids. Then on the next page for total dissolved solids, it says, as previously mentioned, dissolved solids often make a large contribution to total solids. So the dissolved things that get dissolved in the water, they spread out and are not just suspended in the water, really increase the amount of total dissolved solids that are in there. The correct balance of dissolved solids in the water is essential to the health of aquatic organisms for many reasons, several reasons. One reason is that many of these dissolved materials are essential nutrients for the general health of the aquatic organisms. So some of those things that are dissolved are needed by the organisms. Good example, dissolved oxygen, which is definitely a big thing that's needed for the living organisms, correct? Another reason is that the transport of ions through cellular membranes, in other words, of those organisms that need them, those ions that cause processes in those bodies of those aquatic organisms, are needed. And they are dependent on the total ionic strength of the water. How many of those things are dissolved in the water? Too many dissolved salts in the water can dehydrate aquatic organisms. Too few dissolved salts, however, can limit the growth of aquatic organisms that depend on them as nutrients. So some of those things that are dissolved in the water are needed for those living things. But if they get out of balance, get too high or too low, then it can cause harm for them. So off to the right, where it says the effects of high total solids, these are things that happen if the total dissolved solid gets too high, that level gets too high in the water. It can be harmful to aquatic organisms for many reasons. It can cause disease, etc. It can reduce the water clarity. So in other words, it gets cloudier or more turbid if there's more things dissolved in it. It can cause the water to be, again, aesthetically unpleasing if it's too high in total dissolved solids and it gets too cloudy, too murky. People don't want to be in it. Again, it can decrease the photosynthesis rate because the water is got too many things dissolved in it, too high total dissolved solids, it's too murky, too cloudy, and not as much photosynthesis goes on. And lastly, it can increase the water temperature, which again we talked about in turbidity also. It gets too many of those total dissolved solids, it increases the temperature too much, and then it causes problems with those organisms that have to have a certain range of temperature. Expected levels. Total solids in surface water usually fall within the range of 20 milligrams per liter to 500 milligrams per liter. If you remember, our values from yesterday or this week were 296, somewhere around that range, milligrams per liter. So we're within that range. Values can go much higher, however, especially after heavy rain when the water levels are high. Some sample data from selected rivers are listed in Table 1. So again, it gives you some examples of total dissolved solid levels in some different types of rivers, larger rivers, and different seasons and how that changes.